Now, boys and girls, last week I told you how Saul of Tarsus was converted and became a Christian and was soon, of course, to be known as the Apostle Paul. As soon as Saul was converted, you remember, he began to speak in the synagogue in Damascus because it was to the city of Damascus that he was going. But he was going, you remember, to persecute the Christians in that city, those who believed in Jesus Christ the Savior. And so you can imagine then that as Saul began to speak well about Jesus Christ the Savior, then the people were all amazed. They began to wonder, they began to say, isn't this the man that came here to persecute those who believed in Jesus Christ the Lord? And here he was then, instead of persecuting those who believed in the Lord, he was preaching about Jesus Christ the Lord and the Savior. Now, what seems to have taken place after that, and the order to find this out, you have to read different parts of the Bible. But what seemed to happen was this, that the Apostle Paul then went away down into the desert to a place called Arabia, and he was there for 3 whole years. And while he was in Arabia, then he began to learn from God many, many things that he was to tell the people as he was to go forth and preach the gospel fully of Jesus Christ the Savior. You see, when Ananias was sent to Saul in Damascus, he was to tell Saul what God intended to do with him. And he said, Ananias said to Saul, you're to go and you're to preach to the kings of the earth about Jesus Christ the Lord. Saul had a great calling. The one who was to be the Apostle Paul had a great calling. And so he was going to be taught from God and from God, from the risen Christ himself. And so for 3 whole years, it would seem, he was there in Arabia, in the desert. And there he would have read the Old Testament scriptures that spoke about the coming of Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit of God would have taught him fully what all those scriptures really meant, so that when he went and preached the gospel, he was really preaching the fullness of all the word of God to the people that he preached to. Well, then after that 3 years, it seems he came back to Damascus and he began to preach in Damascus again. But as he preached in Damascus this time, well, the people were very, very different. The Jews, the people who were against our Lord Jesus Christ, who didn't believe in Jesus Christ, as they heard Paul now preaching in the synagogue, the first time they just stood back and they wondered, they were amazed at what had happened. But as Paul now would have begun to tell them about the true Messiah, about the Lord Jesus Christ, and they must believe in him in order to be saved, then they grew very, very angry against Paul. And the believers in the city of Damascus, they were frightened for what was going to happen to Paul, and so they managed to help him to escape. Now listen to this. The way that Paul had to escape from the city of Damascus is really something you have to read, boys and girls, to believe. They got a great big basket, maybe the kind of basket they would have carried clothes in or bread in or whatever, but a great big basket. And they took it up onto the walls of the city because, like Jerusalem and many of the cities, city of Damascus had a great big wall around the city. And they took Paul up and they got him to climb into this great big basket on the wall of Damascus. And at night time, when the gates were closed, they attached ropes to the basket and they began to lower Paul in the basket over the side of the walls of the city of Damascus. Can't you imagine Paul? He wasn't very big, so that was a good thing. But can't you imagine him huddled up in that basket and being let down over the wall? He was the Lord's great servant, and yet in this way he had to escape from the anger of his enemies in the city of Damascus. Well, after that he went to Jerusalem. And of course, the Church of Christ had begun in that sense in Jerusalem. And as Paul would have been going along the road to Jerusalem, he would have thought, well, soon I'll be among my friends. But oh, it was awful different to that. When he got to Jerusalem, even the Christians in Jerusalem, they didn't want to know. Well, they were suspicious of him. You see, here was this man that had persecuted them and thrown them in prison. Now he was professing to be a Christian, but was he really a Christian? And so they stood aloof from him. That means they didn't really want anything to do with him. People can do that kind of things, boys and girls. But there was a man called Barnabas, and he was a very tender-hearted man. And so he took the Apostle Paul and he took him to the Christians in Jerusalem, and he told them how God had met him on the road to Damascus and how Paul indeed was a true Christian. And then the Christians in Jerusalem, then they really took Paul to their heart. And then as Paul began to preach in Jerusalem, they could see that God had really worked in that man's life. Again, the enemies came. Again, the anger rose up. And again, Paul had to escape for his life. Now, listen to where he went. Listen to where the Lord sent him. The Lord sent him to the city of Tarsus. You remember what his name was? Saul of Tarsus. That's where he had been born. That's where he had been brought up. And now that he was the Lord's servant, the preacher of the gospel, you see what God did? He sent him right back to his hometown, right back to his own home, and there again he was to preach the gospel. You remember the man that the Lord healed from the demons that he was possessed with? You remember what the Lord Jesus told that man? He said, "Now go home and tell what great things the Lord has done for you." And so Saul had to go back, or Paul as he now was, had to go back to the city of Tarsus, and he had to tell there also the great things of Jesus Christ the Savior. But that one who had been the great enemy of the things of God, now he was the great friend of the people of God and the one who preached the gospel of Jesus Christ the Savior. Many, many other things we'll see about him, but of course other things were happening. And some of those other things I'll tell you about next week.